Hello?
Hello. Hello. I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Please let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm older.
Thank you so much.
Registered.
Thanks. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Black.
Thanks. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
The chances are 100% I will vote. I don't ever miss a vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
85.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Thanks. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
That's hard to say. I believe in voting for who's going to do the best job for the people.
Well, so may you consider yourself maybe a Democrat or an Independent or a Republican or something else, maybe?
Just a voter.
All right, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Well, he's doing all right with the people voting against him, with the people not cooperating with him. The president can't do no more than the rest of them didn't do.
So would you say you approve his job?
Yes, I would approve his job.
Oh, and is that strongly or somewhat approve?
Say what?
Is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Well, somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The country?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not all that satisfied, but I'm somewhat satisfied.
Or would you say you are very satisfied? Just satisfied? Or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, I think it could be better. Always.
But just in this case, just for this question, would you say that you are just satisfied, or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I would say I'm somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they are getting better.
getting better. Okay, thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. And on this case, I can mention you combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 public school education, or creating more jobs and raising wages, or reducing crime, or border security, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing a common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, or lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. And on this case, awesome. You can select two.
Can you select two?
Yeah, you can select two that you think that are the most important issues maybe the member of the Congress have to focus on.
Well, one, I would say jobs, and then I would say lowering the cost of medicine and making Medicare cheaper and affordable for everybody.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. And I can mention you first, Democrats in Congress.
You get that question again. I don't remember what you said to start with.
Oh, sure. No problem. I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, you can tell me that.
What kind of people are you talking about? What kind of, I don't understand what you mean, what you said. What kind of people are you talking about?
Yeah, in this case, the first one, Democrats in Congress. You can rate it from 0 to 100.
I'll say 75.
I'm sorry?
I'll say 75.
75.
You said 0 to 100, right?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And now, Joe Biden?
I'll say 75.
Thanks. And now, Kamala Harris?
All 75.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I say 75 towards him too.
Thanks. And now, Josh Stein?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
I give him a 50.
A 50. Okay, thank you so much. And now, Donald Trump.
Who?
Donald Trump.
That's a convicted felon. I don't know about him. I give him a 0.
A 0. Thank you so much. And now, Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott. Have you heard of him?
No, I don't know who he is. Not right offhand.
Okay, thank you. No problem. Thank you so much. Now, Mark K. Robinson.
I give him 50.
50, thanks. And Republicans in Congress.
50.
50. And by last on this, Jill Stein.
Stein.
Yeah, Jill Stein.
I don't know who he is.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way up, but but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I'm undecided right now. I'll decide between now and November.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Libertarian Mike Ross, Republican Mark Robinson, Democrat Josh Stein, and Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I'm undecided.
Thanks. And which candidate would you lean towards supporting? Libertarian Mike Ross, Republican Mark Robinson, Democrat Josh Stein, or Green Party candidate Wayne Turner?
I don't know.
Thank you so much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Well, yes, I read it. I've seen it on TV. I see what they're trying to do, too. Some things they try to do it good. Some things, you know, could be better.
And, well, would you say that you have seen a lot, some, a little, only a little, or nothing at all?
I've seen some.
Some. Okay, thank you so much. And just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 60% of this survey, and I really thank you so much for your time. I will try to be the briefly possible in this case. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Nothing really. I got to go. Used up enough of my time.
I'm sorry, I think I couldn't hear you. If you let me, I can repeat the question. What you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Hello, sir. Can you hear me? Hello?
I quit it. I did part of it. I told him he took up enough of my time. Everything. Yeah, president, senator, all of them, governor.
No, por qué?